You're listening to the closing market report on a Monday afternoon. Let's check now the weather forecast. Mark Russo, the senior weather analyst for Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois, is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, tell me about the cold weather and then what you see as we go further into the end of this month and the beginning of next month.
Yeah, well, this current cold air outbreak will continue over the next several days. Today, tomorrow is the heart of the cold before we do see some moderation as the center of the air mass pushes off to the east. But again, we'll see some reinforcing shots here coming up. Overall here, it looks like still for the next couple of weeks, this current air mass looks to be the strongest overall. But this colder than normal pattern still looks prevalent, still looks locked in place over the next several weeks. So it's kind of more of the same. If anything here, coming up from a precip standpoint, things look a little bit stormier as we do see with this cold pattern some embedded waves of low pressure and embedded storm systems tracking across. So as we go through the remainder of January and begin February, there's some indications here that we could see some substantial snow and substantial precip here across the Midwest, especially Illinois.
Yeah, that would be across Illinois, comes in the form of snow. What about the western part of the Corn Belt, parts of the Plain States? They've been pretty dry.
Yeah, they have been, and that's been the pattern here throughout much of this winter. As this stormy pattern begins to evolve, it does look like portions of the western Corn Belt, even extending into the plains, there are opportunities for precip look to be increasing here going forward. Not really this week, but as we move through next week. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on here going forward, and certainly they need the precip here to begin to make up these precip deficits and begin to grow again across that region.
Your version of the South American weather, please.
Really good shape. We got good rains in Argentina last week, and more is on the way this week into the start of next week. The one item to watch now going forward is actually in Brazil, where southern Brazil kind of missed out on rains over the weekend, and this dryness that's been kind of prevalent over the past couple of weeks in areas of the center north and southeastern Brazil, you know, Mato Grosso down over to Sao Paulo and Minas Gerais. That dryness will be expanding southward to encompass more of southern Brazil. So that's something to keep an eye on. Nothing to get overly concerned right now, but if it begins to persist really throughout all of February, that will begin at least cause some increased concern here and begin to stress the soybean crop.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Mark Russo is with Earth Risk Technologies. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, serves as their senior weather analyst. Don't forget to dial in for your tickets to the All-Day Ag Outlook. The phone number to call, 217-333-7300. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
WILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers. Todd Gleason will present a Market Outlook Roundtable featuring Steve Meyer, Tom Fitzenmeyer, and Jackie Fakes on February 5th during the Illinois Pork Expo at the Peoria Civic Center. All farmers welcome. More info at ilpork.com.